Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Ashley Lang broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, that's Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. We also want to thank Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. So our guest today is Sharon Floyd, and she is with the Better Bound Bookstore. We've been having such a great conversation. I hit my phone, and I was like, oh, my gosh, Sharon, I've almost missed my cue. It's 12:29. It's time for us to go. So I'm excited to be able to share what we were talking about with all of our listeners. So for those who aren't familiar with Better Bound Bookstore, tell us a little bit about you and then what the bookstore is.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. My name is Sharon Floyd, and I am the founder and executive director of Better Bound Bookstore and Youth Development Organization. We are a 501c3 organization, and we work with at-risk teenagers between the ages of 16 and 21. We actually give them a job and teach them life skills, workforce development skills, but more importantly, we're working to give them positive re-encouragement, to focus on their life's needs, but the basic needs that will help them find their paths to success.
Love that. And that's a lot to unpack. So
yes,
so we're going to do that. We're going to start doing that. But I want you to tell the listeners a little bit about your story, because your story is so impactful. It's already had a huge impact on me. And it impacts the job that you're doing and the youth that you're working with. So take us back, Sharon, to when you were 13 years old.
Okay. I'll share my life story. I will say I don't think my life story is anywhere near what my young people are going through. But at the age of 13, I was in foster care. I'd been taken away from home, so I was in foster care. Ran away from foster care and became homeless. Slept on a school bus for quite some time before I found my way back to my biological family. And then, of course, getting back to that family, the situation had not changed since I'd been put in foster care. And I ended up back in school, went to school. My parents were still dysfunctional, doing alcohol. And so I was not a priority, became independent, even living with my parents, and was able to finish school. The only reason I finished school literally was it was the only meal that I would have during the day. So if I missed the school bus, I would walk to school. Everyone really thought that I was just a studious young lady making it to school every day. And I was really just trying to survive and stay under the radar so that my teachers would not know my home situation. Both of my parents were alcoholics and would leave for days and weeks on end. And so seven children were left on their own.
Wow.
But through that process, I'll have to say I learned survival skills. I learned life skills, but it took me a lot longer to learn those skills. And just through the grace of God, I've been able to overcome all of that process, which is the reason that I started Better Bound Bookstore and Youth Development. So even though we say we're a Better Bound Bookstore, the focus is on that so that young people are proud to say they work for Better Bound Bookstore and not the youth development organization.
Right.
But we really we are so much more than a bookstore. We work with these teenagers. They come to work every day. They're paid to be there. But our focus is on giving them life skills to equip them to find their path to success, whatever that path is. Mm-hmm. The community has been really great in helping us to find that. And so our young people may be out of school. Our goal is to get them back in school. We've worked with the GED program to get them in the GED program. We have a couple of teenagers that are in high school, so we work with the high schools. The guidance counselors have been great if they see students that could use some extra support. So no one can be mandated to be in the program, but of course they come and they interview. They learn interview skills and they are accepted into the program. So they're working, they're finding their way, we're encouraging them. Whatever their areas of specialty or strengths, we really focus on those, but we also focus on their mental health and what they need to become successful and full adults in the community.
So you said that most of these children are 16 to 21 mm-hmm. years old.
Young adults,
that's right. So you said that you also were drawn to this, not only because this was part of your story. You saw a lot of what you had to deal with growing up with these kids, but there's not a whole lot within our community that really embraces that age group as well.
This is true. If you look around just the Rock Hill, York County community, there is nothing that focuses on catching these young people that have fallen through the cracks. Once they fall out of school or drop out of school, they're just lost in the system, but they still have needs. We have to find out why did they drop out. There's usually a reason. Most young people don't drop out of school just because they want to. There is peer pressure, there's mental health issues, there are family issues. A lot of the foundations at home are not foundations, they're cracking, and they have a lot of issues that the young people don't deal with very well. Since COVID, a lot of the young people that came up on the computers at home lack the social skills. They have high anxiety. The mental illness is out the roof for most young people in America completely. Mm-hmm. This is not something that the pandemic affected just Rock Hill. This was worldwide, and so now we have a generation of young people who have mental illness that we have to find a way to deal with. And if they're out of school, if they are homeless, if they're in shelters, then there's no access. There's no access to insurance, there's no access to community. And so BetterBound is here to try to address that. We're not the answer to everything. We're just starting where we are to try to offer the services that we see that the young people here need.
How do you find the young adults that you're working with? I know that you are, and how many do you have that you're working with right now? How many can you take and how do you find them?
Well, currently we have 6 young adults enrolled in our program. 2 are on temporary leave, so we have the others who are active. We have a partnership with the Children's Attention Home. We have a partnership with the GED program, and we also work with the high schools. And, of course, we have quite a bit of support from our local churches, and so word of mouth is really important, and the young people that have been through the program share the program as well. We're still growing. We're 4 years, going on 5 years, and so the word is starting to get out. And we actually have a few young people that want to be a part of the program, but we are limited in space right now. So we've been looking for a larger building a little over a year. As a nonprofit, it's difficult to pay lease space for a lot of the spaces that we need. And so we're still trying to get the word out. I think the community maybe thinks that we're not going to be here long term.
But you are.
We are going to be here. There is a need, and we will absolutely be here. And so going into this 5-year period, we are definitely continuing to look for a space, and I know that the Lord will always provide.
Absolutely.
As we grow, and the young people are blossoming, they are growing, and they are succeeding. And we're happy with where we are, but we definitely have to expand these services because the need is great.
And I know that this is something that your husband also helps you with. And I want to give a side note, Sharon. It was funny, we were talking and you said, this isn't really my full-time job. I mean, this is a full-time job as well, but you also have another full-time job up in Charlotte. So Sharon was saying that she gets up to go to BetterBound around 9:30. You stay till around 2. Your husband then comes and takes over. You go work in Charlotte till 3:00 in the morning, go home, and then you start all over again. And I just want to say thank you, because what a testament that is to you, that you and your husband feel like this is so important to really pour back into these young people. So I just wanted to give that side note. You truly are amazing. With that being said, at 9:30, you get there. What does a typical day look like at BetterBound Bookstore?
No day is ever the same. We usually alternate the young people so that we don't have too many in the building at one time. So we usually have 2 to 3 working per day. That means they come in on time. Usually we schedule them between 10:30 and 11 to come in. Young people don't like to get up early, so we are learning that. But they come in, and we accept donations of books, clothes, shoes, and collectibles. So we have a huge support of community that are donating items. And our young people will greet you at the door and say thank you for supporting BetterBound. And they will source those items, and they will inspect them. And the items that we can't use, we donate to other nonprofit organizations. And the items that we can use, we sell online. We have an eBay store called BetterBound.
Okay.
And so the young people will take the clothing items or the small collectibles, and they will look them up online. So they actually have to research everything to find out what the item is selling for, new or used. And then they have to photograph those items, and they have to take measurements. They learn inseam and rise and leg openings and bust measurements.
Which, if I looked at my two teenagers today, I don't know, I don't think they would know what that is. So that's a life skill on its own, right, Sharon?
It's a great skill. Once they learn and what those skills are, they are really equipped to go out into the world, for one, to realize that they don't have to buy all of the expensive clothes, that there are a lot of resale stores that they can utilize. Because we get such great donations, they realize that this is possible, but also they learn how to take the clothes and measure so that they can
buy online. They can purchase math skills.
And it's funny because there's a story. We used to keep a calculator on the desk so that they could measure the waist and the inseam. The waist has to be doubled and the chest has to be doubled. And that they really were afraid of just calculating that in their head. But now most of them, I don't even know where the calculator is, actually. But they feel confident that they can learn those skills. And it sounds like a lot of skills because they are learning a lot of life skills there. But they're learning it in an environment that is encouraging. And it gives them an opportunity to make mistakes, but also to know that they are welcomed and that we are there to support them, whatever their needs are.
I know you have a motto there at the bookstore, and it's called Do the Work. Where does that come from? And tell us how you put that into their everyday when they're at the bookstore.
Do the Work comes from, for one, I was in foster care, and I also volunteered for an organization here when I was attending York Tech. And we would volunteer at this organization. We would take food, and the community took food and clothes. And what I found in that organization and in others, that when you just give people without an expectation, then you become part of the problem. Instead of allowing them to work and deserve and appreciate the work that's going into it, then you're actually handicapping them. So our young people realize that this is a job. We're not giving them anything. If you want to succeed and if you want to overcome, we will absolutely help you get there. And I don't know where that came from within myself, but I've never wanted a handout. And so I'm working two jobs to make this work for our young people. And my husband is working two jobs to make this work. So if they come to BetterBound, they work.
That's right. Yeah. And so it's kind of like you don't want them to be a victim. You want them to say, hey, this is where you are, but this can be broken. And you want them to be a victor, not a victim. And I think, you know, you're a prime example of that. What a better teacher to have or a mentor to have. You know, I think it makes it to where they're going to really listen to you because you've been in their shoes. You know what they're going through. You know what they're dealing with on a day-to-day. But I also feel like the bookstore is probably a little bit of an escape for them as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely an escape. And I will say they listen to me as much as they listen to most parents.
They're teenagers, right?
But they do trust me. They yeah. trust me so that my judgment is not out of inexperience. It is out of experience. And so they are able to be more vulnerable with me. So the bookstore is a safe space for them because most of them don't want to go home, but we close at 5 o'clock right now. So we are looking for a larger space so that we can expand our services so they will have a positive environment. A lot of our young people go home, and they go home to environments that's not conducive to being positive or their success. So as we grow, we will grow those skills. But we are fortunate that we have a grant for Uber transportation.
Oh, great.
So that if they don't have a way to get to work, that we can get them to work. That's another thing with young people that have dropped out of school, or their parents may not have transportation to get them to a job, and so they don't work. And here they have transportation to work and home. We've used our Uber transportation over the past year. We've used it 63 times. 63 times, and of those 63, five of them was medical emergencies that our young person called and said, I'm sick and I need to go to a doctor. And they needed to go to the hospital. And I couldn't be there, but they had an Uber that could get them there.
Well, and that's a whole other life skill. That's navigating and telling people how to get to where you need to get and figuring it out, right?
Yes.
And it is a job. You know, they do get paid. Mm-hmm. And you also said that they have to be there on time, or what happens?
Well, if they come in late, they get sent home. Because in the real world, and this is workforce development, you don't come in to work late. And so we're actually building basic skills that they need to be employed. And so when people know that they've worked at Better Bound, then they know that they're getting good employees. Mm-hmm. We're not a full-time employer. We are just giving them those basic skills. But if you come to work late, then you go home and you don't get paid. If you miss a day of school, then you miss a day of work. Mm-hmm. We are not the priority. The work is not the priority. The skills that you're gaining is a priority. So most of our young people, they like getting paid, but they will lay out of school. Mm-hmm. And they learn very quickly that if you lay out of school, you're missing a full day's pay. Mm-hmm. And we're not the fast food restaurant. We care about your minds. We care about your mental health. We care about what's going on at home. And so that our young people know that that's important. That's the work-life balance is more than just work and life. It's mental health, it's physical health, it's community. We are doing community work. We were at Northwestern doing a roadside cleanup because we want our young people to know that this community is pouring into you, but we have to pour into the community. My belief is that the more that you give, then the more that God will bless you in return.
I love
and
that.
So I want our young people to know that as well.
That's a great lesson for really anyone within our community. Sharon, where do you get your funding from?
We have been so fortunate. We've have several churches that have given us grants. I write grants, so we depend on grants and donations. Community members just make donations. We also depend on workforce development employment office to bring young people in. That's how we usually start off paying our young people, is through the workforce development program. They have a program for young people who are learning their first job, and so they've been working with us over the past few years and placing people there. I believe with the current economy that they're struggling. The last employee that we got from them, it's actually taken them 3-4 months to onboard a person.
Oh, wow.
And so we're looking to find other ways to pay our young people. I'm not sure what's going on there, but it's been a difficult transition for them and for us. But we're always writing grants, and we have been fortunate that people are making donations. And our work, I go out and do public speaking and talk about the organization. Sometimes I take a vacation from my other job so that I can do public speaking, just to tell people, you know. And we have a community of people that care. And when you have that in this environment, I have found that we're able to survive. People want to help. They just want to know how
they
can help.
That's right.
And so we've been fortunate with that.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. But right now, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. We want to remind everyone that you're listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, that's Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy for 60 years, Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road. And what we do here is fresh subs and salads 6 days a week from 10 in the morning till 9 at night. And how we do that is special. We want everyone out there to know how we do it. It's right here on this t-shirt. On the count of three, we're going to say it together. 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Such distinguished people frequent this place. Enjoy that, and the food is delicious.
The salads are the best in town.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to Comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
We hope you'll choose The Nest to deliver your newest bundle of joy. The Nest is a new labor and delivery recovery postpartum unit at Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, working to make your pregnancy and childbirth experience as easy and enjoyable as possible. Our physicians and nursing staff at Piedmont are dedicated to giving expectant mothers the maternity care they want and need. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Substation 2 is excellent. It's fresh. The buns just feel like they came out of the oven, and you can't beat the deli meat.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And we are back here live, not anymore. Charlie was saying it was quiet. We're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, and we're chatting with Sharon Floyd with the Better Bound Bookstore. And the bookstore is amazing, Sharon. Your story is really amazing. If you could share with us maybe some success stories that you've seen in the last, I know that you said you've been doing this for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. Do you have one or two success stories that you could share with our listening audience?
Sure. I think the greatest, I have two stories. One is of a young lady who came when she was 16 and homeless. She was able to get enrolled. We were able to enroll her in adult education, where she finished her GED program, and we were able to get her enrolled in Clinton College. They were phenomenal in working with us. And so being homeless was difficult going to college, so she was able to stay in a dorm.
Oh, wow.
But she finished her first year at Clinton College, and so now we've decided that maybe that's not the best path for her, because she is still unhoused. However, she's looking and going into the military, so we're still working with her. She still works with Better Bound. We still support her. So it's not just a one-day or two-day or week, month. Sometimes it may take years to get our young people on their footing. And so she's doing well. She's finished high school. She's finished a year of college, and now she's looking at going into the military.
And I think that just goes to show that this is not, like you said, this is not a Band-Aid that you're just putting on something. You truly are walking alongside
Yes.
these young adults. And I'm sure that even after they are 21, you're not just going to let them fall to the wayside.
Absolutely.
You're going to keep
not.
Up with them. I haven't known you for a very long time, but I can say, just from our conversations, I can tell that this is something that you're passionate about, and you're going to continue to walk alongside them.
Yeah.
You were also telling me about a young man who is into poetry, and he
Yeah.
just had a huge, big success.
He did. We have a young man in the program now, and he has very high anxiety, beautiful spirit, and he writes the most beautiful poetry. But the anxiety gets the best of him. And, of course, he's 18 and he's still trying to discover what he wants to do. So we have worked with him to start an Etsy store. We built a website for him on Etsy, and it's called Between the Lines. So please go check him out. He's posted some of his poems there. But we were able to participate in a poetry reading at Northwestern High School Back to School, and we attended the Drop the Mic on last Sunday. He had not planned on participating. His anxiety was really, really out of the roof. But they were able, the Poet Laureate was there.
And Carlo Dawson, you should team those two up.
Yeah, and the past Poet Laureate was also there. And they encouraged him to participate, and he got up and did his reading, and standing ovation. It was just chilling to see him overcome his fear, but to get up and speak as well as he did to convey all of those words that were on the inside of him was phenomenal, and he was amazing to see him walk off stage with the applause. But the anxiety did get the best of him. He had to take the next day off work.
gave him a pass.
and he has to work through a lot of anxiety, but he's a beautiful young man just trying to find his path to success, and that's what we're trying to do with our young people, is to get him some mental health counseling. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing our current fundraiser on, is to just try to get our young people mental health counseling so that they can be the best that they can be and contribute to the community.
Well, and I know that you said that you're helping him start an Etsy store, and those are also life skills that he's learned mm-hmm. in the bookstore with the eBay. And so, you know, this could be a career for some of these people.
It is, and he's working. Even when he started his Etsy store, I bought several of his poems, and of course we had to edit them mm-hmm. and so he's learning that you can't just have a store. You just mm-hmm. a lot of young people want to be entrepreneurs, but they don't know what it takes.
That's right.
And so we're walking that path with him to find what it takes for him to be successful, but also to deal with his anxiety. But he's working. This is not a handout. He has to come into the store, and he works, and he greets the customers, and he's posting stuff on our store, and then we managed to work with him on what his skills and his life is.
That's great, and I mean, that's definitely a success. I know that this is also going to be a success. You have a date that you want people to put on their calendars, October 25th. There's a big fundraiser coming up for the Better Bound Bookstore.
Yes, so the Junior Welfare League, I'm sure everyone knows who they are. The phenomenal group of young ladies that do great, great work in the community. But they have taken us on for this year, and they're having a fundraiser for us, and it's called Sip and Stir, Cocktails for a Cause. And that is going to be on October the 25th, I believe it is.
Yep, that's it, October 25th.
In downtown Rock Hill. And all of the businesses are participating, and I don't know how they pulled this together, but it's so exciting to be able to go downtown and sip and stroll downtown, and as a trolley, you can ride on the trolley and just enjoy life dressed back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to finding something that I wore in the 80s. I don't know.
You might find that on your site.
You might, and I may still have a few of them in my closet.
That's right. It's 24 participating restaurants that are going to serve cocktails and mocktails as well. So if you're not a drinker, there's also mocktails, and the general admission gives you complimentary bites at each stop as well. So this is going to be great. Go ahead and put that on your calendar. It's October 25th, the Sip and Stroll.
Yeah, and there's a VIP ticket for $50.
Okay.
So
okay.
If you want to ride the trolley around and stop. But the main thing is the Junior Welfare League is just so phenomenal. They've done so much nonprofit work in the community. It's a blessing for us that they decided to help us.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon. This is a great way to end the program. It always goes by so fast. But I want to thank you for being here. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And one more time, we're going to tell everybody out there what we do here at Substation 2 that makes this place so special. On the count of three, we'll read it right here. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
We'll see you on the radio on Tuesday. Bye.